Welcome back to this Wednesday edition of Racing Pulse. We'll be finding new winners at the Sandown meeting today. We're racing on a heavy track. Archie Alexander will join us very, very soon. But doing the rounds on social media is a little snippet of audio that Mick Price sent out to some owners of a horse called Tug Coat Cliffy. And we love Mick Price. When he comes on the radio, he tells it as it is. He doesn't sugarcoat anything. And he also does the same with his owners. This is what Mick Price had to say about a horse, Tug Coat Cliffy, to his owners.
Tug Coat Cliffy, boys, no good. Too slow. He's just too slow. He's embarrassingly slow. Not Michaela Lawrence's fault. No one's fault. Been beaten out of sight his last two. We're given the benefit of the doubt that he may have improved. But I think he's got slower. I don't think there's enough laps on a race course for him to ever win a race. And I think he should be, I don't want to swear, but I think he should be f***ed off as soon as we can get an email back from you guys, which says, please release me from my pain. And the girl that strapped him, Shannon, she's a lovely kid down there. She wants him as a equestrian horse. So if you guys could give me the permission to sign it over to her for $1, and she'll get some change, that will be done. Thank you.
Oh, I love Mick Price. He calls it as it is. And the horse, Tug Coat Cliffy, well-bred by Camford Cliffs, has had three starts in its career. The last was on the 29th of May, finished last of 12 at Geelong, and it was beaten 26 lengths. And one of the part owners of Tug Coat Cliffy joins us, Craig McDonald. And we're also going to have a chat to the strapper, Hayley Norman. Mick got her name wrong, but Hayley is the one who is in love with Tug Coat Cliffy. We'll have a chat to her as well. Craig, I appreciate your time this morning, mate. It's probably every owner's nightmare with the dreams of racehorse ownership. You've got a star, and then when they turn out less than, I suppose, positive in the ability sense, what do you do with them next? How are you this morning?
Yeah, thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I'm good, thanks. When we bred Tug Coat Cliffy, we hoped he would be on your show, but for very different reasons. A bit of a shame, actually, because we're really hoping to have some fun with him, given he was named after one of our co-owners, Bill, who does all the bulk of our stadium selection work. He picked Camford Cliffs, and he's renowned for falling into tips, whether it be for stallions or whether it be for horses on race days, and that's his called Tug Coat, and that's who Tug Coat Cliffy was named after.
Well, it's a good name, and you must have a love of the horse as well. You all love your animals, even if they can't run that quickly. But what was your reaction when you got the message from Mick about a Tug Coat and his ability?
Well, we knew it was coming. So, you know, he's always been a lovely natured horse, but we knew from his early jump outs he wasn't quick. And as you said, Mick's a pretty straight shooter, and early on he let us know after one of his updates after a jump out, he finished it with new great breezes, which sort of gave us an indication of where we were going. But probably a month ago he told us this horse needs to pull his socks up or he's going to his strapper Hayley, and that's what's happened. You know, we're a bit disappointed he couldn't make it as a racehorse. We gave him every chance. You know, we like to give our horses every chance. But we're happy he's going to a good home, to someone who loves him and someone who's going to really look after him.
Have you bred and raced many horses, Craig?
We have. This is the slowest one. You wouldn't believe it. The first one we bred was Isabella Snowflake, who's his half-sister. And, you know, she won down the Flemington Straight in 56.19. So she was pretty quick. And every other horse we've raced out of the mare has won races. Unfortunately, we couldn't get this one over the line.
Well, it's a great story in the fact that it shows the love and dedication that you have, and also Hayley Norman, who is Tug Coat Cliffy strapper. And Hayley joins us this morning. Hayley, good morning to you.
Morning.
Tell us about Tug Coat. What's he like?
I think it's pretty much been covered. He's an absolute lovely horse. I fell in love with him when we first got him down here at Warrnambool, and did all his work with him, all his slow work and fast, and just handled him pretty much everywhere around the stables. And yeah, hasn't changed since he's come home. He's settled in and fits in very nicely in the paddock.
Well, it sounds like he may not have done too much of that fast work, but he must have a lovely temperament.
Yeah, he's just beautiful. He's already coming along really nicely under saddle, funnily enough. He likes the slow going a bit better than what he did when he was in here.
So what have you got planned for him? What's his future hold?
I'm hoping at getting him into the eventing scene. It won't be a 3-year-old still, but yeah, work on getting his flat work and his jumping up there, and hopefully you'll see him getting around.
Gee, that's great. Do you do that with Mick? If there's a few horses that you think or one that may not make it that you fall in love with, you say, can we try and work out with the owners that I'll get this horse and give him a great afterlife?
I've been working for Matthew Williams now for about 3.5 years and taken 4 or 5 horses between him and Mick Price, and the couple that I really love I hold on to, but the rest I try to retrain and give them a really nice life after racing with a forever home.
Gee, now, have you paid Craig and the fellow owners that dollar yet?
I haven't had a chance to catch up with them yet, but as soon as I do, I'll be sure to give it to them.
And Craig, does it make you feel really good that Tugcoat Cliffy may not have been a star on the track, but he's going to have a great life off it?
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. You know, Mick's always got an exit strategy with the horses, and generally they do involve people, you know, at pony clubs, equestrian, whatever. So, and you know, the strappers are generally involved. I must say, all the strappers that we've come across, they all love their horses, and it's fantastic that Hayley is taking him on. We haven't met her because of the COVID restrictions. We haven't been able to get to the races, but I'm sure she'll look after him really, really well.
And I'm sure once we can travel around, you'll make the trip down to the Bull and say good day to Tugboat Cliffy. Have you got any more horses coming through the system, Craig?
We have, and I'm happy to say I don't think they're as slow as him. They may not be superstars, but they're not as slow as him.
Well done, mate. It's been a funny story. You and the owners have done well to ensure that Tugcoat Cliffy has got a good life, and fingers crossed the next one throws more to his sister.
Yeah, well we definitely hope so. I'll just add, Michael, that the audio did get leaked, so it was quite a funny story. On Saturday morning, my phone started buzzing with all these messages saying, I've got this update, is it one of yours? And it was. And one of our owners, who was in total denial, that's Toddy, shared the update far and wide, and it became the talk of the town. So we've got to thank Toddy for getting it out into the space and becoming a good racing story about, you know, rehoming racehorses that can't be racehorses.
That's exactly right. He's made the headlines, Tugcoat Cliffy, and he's become a bit of a flag bearer for the after off the track horses. Good on to you, Craig, and fingers crossed for the future.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. We'll keep trying.
Excellent. And Hayley, great to have people like yourself involved in racing. Who the main reason you're involved in racing is because of the love of the horse.
Yeah, no, I've been with horses my whole life. I just adore them, was lucky enough to get a job where I can be around them and even help them out once they're finished with the racing and can go on to other aspects of the equestrian industry.
Good on you, Hayley. We look forward to following the life of Tugcoat Cliffy. When we can come down to the Bull next year for the carnival, we may look you up and see what Tugcoat's doing, hopefully giving some locals some rides or maybe making his mark in the world of the equestrian. So best of luck with it, Hayley.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Michael.
Hayley Norman, it's a great story, isn't it? That's what ownership and racing's all about. A little bit like I see racing.com are doing the Month of the Horse, which is a great idea. Telling the story of the horses and the people involved. It's not just about trying to make a dollar on the punt. It's about the love of the animal, and that's a great story.